Reading to you from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 27th verse. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach. And my stars, I'm excited. The song, God Has a Plan, about my life has just been written. And we're going over the details now to get it recorded. And you know what? That scripture I read, God takes the foolish thing of the world. You and I are foolish people. Alcoholics are the worst. But you know what? God could even use the simplest people. You know what, friends? God's not looking for superstars or big shots. He's just looking for common people that'll love him and follow him. That's all he wants. He don't care if you're good looking. He don't care if you're ugly, fat, skinny, crippled, good shape. He could use you if you make yourself available. Kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour your glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles, will you turn with me to the Gospel of John, 18th chapter, and with the 38th verse. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, No, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Just a second, let me adjust my thing here. I have I'm on oxygen, and if I don't adjust it right, you can hear that thing poofing on the microphone. There we got it. Okay. So we've labeled this, No Fault Found in Jesus. From the Hosannas of Palm Sunday to Pilate's Hall, the betrayal by Judas, Peter denies his Lord, now Jesus on trial, and Christ stands before Pontius Pilate, the earthly judge and the judge of all the earth. H.A. Ironside said, Pilate before Christ. Well, Pilate's decision, I find in him no fault at all. Friends, you know, over the last 55 years that I've been a Christian and been witnessing for the Lord and doing personal evangelism and soul winning and radio broadcasting and TV stuff, I have found more people trying to pick a fault with Jesus. Well, you know, Cecil, I read this, and of course the Bible says that, and you know, they're conflicting. No, they're not conflicting at all. You're conflicted. Now, here is a statement of a first-hand witness. Pilate was there. Let today's critics of Christ be silenced. Now, Pilate's testimony will stand in any court. He had personally, he had personally examined the accused. And Pilate repeats his decision three times. And in 19:46, John, it says, Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto him, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, And Pilate saith unto him, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Now, what does that sound like today? You know, people all over the world have heard about Jesus. And this may be somewhat of a surprise to you, that Jesus is probably the most hated man in the whole world. Hated for what? Hated for going to a cross and dying for you. And yet people hate him. Oh, it's beyond my... I can't comprehend. Why would they hate someone that loves them? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed him should not perish but have everlasting life. He didn't have to go to the cross. He could let you and I went to hell. You and I deserve hell, believe it or not, because we have the old Adamic nature. And that nature is to rebel against God. Well, now here he stands before a kangaroo court, and those men are out to get him. They're going to get him one way or another. Well, Pilate's decision agrees with Scripture. Who did no sin? 1 Peter 2:22. But it happened unto them according to the true prophet. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. You know you've heard this so many times. You take an old sow. Now, my mom and dad, we raised pigs and we raised cattle and all that. And we had an old sow. I just loved her. She was a good mama, had a lot of babies. Oh, every year she'd have a whole bunch of babies. And well, if you take that old sow and you get some soap and water and you scrub her with a brush top to bottom and you put a pink ribbon around her neck and you put some foo-foo on her and then you turn her loose, what do you suppose she's going to do? She's going to go back to the wallow because she's a hog. That's what she does. Well, holy, harmless, undefiled, and it says in Hebrews 7:26, for such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Oh, friends, you know, when I was a little boy, my mama used to read to my sister and I out of the Bible. And there was a picture in this old, big old family Bible of Jesus standing with a little lamb in his arms. I used to just love to look at that picture. I saw nothing but love. See, we also raised thousands of sheep. Well, I've been around sheep herders. I've been around sheep. And I know sheep herders love their little lambs, and they could take good care of them. And we're his lambs. We're his sheep. We're not goats. We don't stink like a goat. Did you ever drink goat milk? Wee! My daughter had to live on that for the first year of her life. Man, that stuff's awful. Well, here's a statement of one who was searching for faults. Pilate had frequent problems with the Jews. They kept reporting him to Rome. He was in trouble with Rome because of them. Well, he had been sent to Jerusalem to keep peace. And it was time for the Passover, and they didn't want no riots. Pilate would like to have found fault in Jesus, he sure would. And he was searching for a fault, all right, but he wanted to keep peace with the Jews. Some people are always looking for faults. I was telling a friend of mine the other day, it's so much easier to see your faults than to see mine. Think about that statement. Isn't it easier for you to see the fault in your wife than see your own faults? And vice versa? Sure. Their faults just stand out like a sore thumb. Give them sunshine and they will worry about rain. Is that the truth? They are only happy when complaining. And listen to this. They continually major on the minors. Now, I got to tell you a story, my friend. I have a good friend, and he's a roofing, not only a consultant, but he sells sheet system roofing. Well, anyway, he's a Pentecostal, and he's not too learned. He's a dear brother. Oh, I love the guy. Big old boy, 6'2", 260 pounds. He's a big man. Well, he believes, of course, that you can lose your salvation, as most Pentecostals teach, and so does other religions. They don't believe in eternal security. Well, he's facing a crisis today, really a crisis. Every morning I call him, and I quote him a verse of Scripture that I think was be apropos for his day and my day. And I said, let's take David, for instance. Now, he committed a terrible sin. He committed adultery. And he even had her husband killed, put out in the front line and killed. Why? To cover his sin. But I said, the day came when the Holy Spirit of God, which he does to you and I, he directs us, he calls us, he reveals our sin to us, and calls us to repent of them. Anyway, I said, then David was so convicted and condemned about his sin that he cried out one day and said, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Now, I said, he didn't say, restore to me thy salvation, because he didn't lose his salvation. What did he lose? He lost his walk. He lost his joy. And all of a sudden, he said, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, well, what's up, Tom? He said, I never knew that was in the Bible. I never knew it was there. Then I can't lose my salvation. I said, of course not. And no man can pluck you out of his hand according to the Scriptures. Well, when I hung up on him, he was shouting hallelujah. Friends, listen. Know what you believe and know why you believe it. Now, I was challenged when I first got saved by a man in our church that said that he believed you could lose your salvation. Well, it scared the liver out of me. Man, what's he talking about? I know I'm not perfect, and I know I sin, and it was troubling me. Well, I went to church on a Sunday morning. My pastor got up there. God knew the message that Cecil Moe needed. He got up there and he said, you know what? I went to Southwestern Seminary, one of the best seminaries in the United States. And we have some of the best spirit-filled, spirit-led professors. But he said, if you really, really, really want to know the truth, you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to your heart. Wow. Oh, I couldn't wait to get home. So I went home and I started praying. And I asked the Lord, Lord, reveal to me this truth. Can I lose it or can I keep it? Every scripture I read, beloved, showed me eternal security. And I rejoiced because God's Holy Spirit showed it to me. And that's what you need. If you have doubts about what you believe and stuff like that, or you hear a preacher on the radio preaching on something and it don't set with you, something stinks, it's not right, well, that's the Holy Spirit revealing to you. Try the spirits and see if it's of God or if it's of man. Well, it sure taught me a lesson. But see, Mr. Negative could find nothing wrong with our Lord. Now, here is a statement by one who rejected the faultless one. Pilate found no fault in Jesus. Neither did he place faith in him. Well, his nice negative comments left him still lost. Well, Pilate's moving question, what shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ? Now I read in Matthew 27:22,
Where is Matthew? Here it is.
When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Now, friends, listen to me. Listen very carefully. There's a scripture that says, if you and I are born again, and we know someone that's lost, and we see the enemy coming, otherwise we know that this person dies or going straight to hell, and you and I do not warn that person, the blood is on our hands. Did you hear what I said? The blood is on our hands. Well, he tried to wash his hands, but it didn't work. It did not work. Let's read it again. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Didn't his wife warn him? Don't mess with this man. You know, there's times that your wife might have warned you, or your husband might have warned you of something, and you kind of snicked it off and went about your business. I think we ought to pay attention. When God speaks, we better listen. Well, you can't be neutral, friends. And now he claims to be innocent. Yes, he does. He said, I washed my hands. Do you know a lot of people believe that baptism washes away your sins? That's right. It does not. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. The blood of Christ is the only thing that can wash away your sins. No waters and no oceans in the world. You say, well, Cecil, you know, when I was a little baby, they poured water over my head. Well, you didn't get baptized. You got poured. I know there's a lot of my good Catholic friends, and I mean I love them to death, but they swear up and down that baptism's going to get them into heaven, or they join the true church. You know what the true church is? Those of us who've been born into the family of God belong to the true church. You see, if there was a perfect church on this earth, you and I could not belong to it, because we're just sinners saved by grace. Yes, sir, you're not perfect. Oh, you'll commit sin. Yes, you will. Do we deliberately? Well, sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But this man decided by not deciding. And let me ask you this. What will you do with the faultless one? Don't make this mistake Pilate made. I ask you, I plead with you, receive this perfect Savior by faith. Make life's greatest decision there. You know, now here's a multi-billionaire. Yeah, there's a lot of them around. I don't know one, but there is around. Now, they make great, huge decisions that makes them lots of money. If they make a wrong decision, they lose money. So they're pretty careful how they do it. They search things out. They have people in their company that searches out investments. Which is your best investment? I'll tell you the best investment you'll ever make in your life. When you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart, you've made an investment now. Your name's going to be written in the Lamb Book of Life, and you have everlasting life ahead of you, and you're going to be facing a mansion someday in glory. We all are going to face that mansion. I don't understand that mansion. I don't know what it is. Oh, but beloved, Jesus said it's a beautiful place. Most of all, it's going to be beautiful because Jesus is there. Now, you heard me say many, many times, when I die and go to heaven, I've got a mom and a dad and two sisters and two brothers. Oh, the Moes are going to have a reunion. I was talking to my sister-in-law. There's only about three Moes in that whole tribe of ours left alive. And I don't know how many of them saved. Not too many of them. Oh, don't think I didn't try to read them. I had the privilege of introducing my oldest brother. My youngest brother got saved in the hospital before he died. My sister was saved when she was 9 years old. I was saved when I was 30. My mom was saved as a little girl in the Methodist church that used to preach salvation, even though they didn't know they could keep it, but they preached salvation. Well, you remember when Paul and Silas got thrown in prison, they got a beating of their life. Boy, I don't know, but it was a bad beating. And Paul said, oh my, you remember that song, Silas, we sang over in the temple the other day? Let's sing that song. And so they harmonized their voices and they praised God. Oh, it pleased God so much. You know, friends, lots of time when we get in trouble, we get on that old pity pot. Oh, woe is me. Why me, Lord? Why me? Well, I've done it. You've done it. But he'd rather have you praise him. If you're going through a lot today, maybe it's financial, maybe it's health-wise, maybe it's spiritual, just sit down and start going over the time that you met. First of all, you met Jesus. And then recount the blessings in your life. You can't do it. You'll be there all day on that couch recounting the blessings of the Lord if you're truthful. Anyway, the Lord shook the old prisoner and the doors fell off. And the prisoner run in there hoping, praying that they didn't escape. But they did not escape. They just kept singing. He said, good sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And that settled it. He went and cleaned their wounds up, took them from the prison to his home. And there Paul and Silas preached unto those, his family, Jesus. And even at midnight they went out there and he baptized them. You say, Cecil, is baptism important? It is important not for salvation. It is important for, he said, to do this in the name of the Father and the Son, in obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior. I baptize you, my brother, my sister, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Arise to walk in the newness of life. Now here we sit tonight. You've been going to church for years and years and years. You've been going to Sunday school, and my stars, you read your Bible, you pray at the table. But deep down in your heart, you do not know where you're going to go when you die. Well, the Bible said in 1 John 5:13, this is written that you may know that you have eternal life. That's what the Bible says. You may know it. You don't have to guess. You can know you're going to heaven. And if you don't know tonight, would you get on your knees right now? Let me lead you in the most powerful prayer known unto man. And I don't want you to pray this unless you mean it. But you need a little tugging at your heart, and you feel a drawing of the Lord. And here's how the prayer goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me today for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. No, I won't use your name on the air. No, I won't sit down and write and ask you for money. I don't care where you go to church, but I am sure concerned where you spend eternity. That's what we're here for. To let you know that Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you to pay for your sins and mine. Call me at 303-471-8534.
Touched me. Oh, he touched me. floods my soul.
Friends, for the past half an hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I pray I said something that would encourage your heart. Oh, friends, I know we're living in troubled times. I know we have a corrupt government. I know all these things are happening. We look at Haiti. Look at all those thousands of people who were killed. And that's a nation of voodoos, a Catholic nation. There are very few Christian missionaries there. But pray that God will open the eyes of the world. God's trying to get people's attention around the world to come to their son Jesus, but they won't pay no attention. Pray God will get a hold of a lot of people who are doomed and damned. Well, until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus. It's coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real good.